Cam, what, we need one word prompt.
Make Mountain Dew one word.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. As any good story, I saw this on TikTok, so I don't know if this is true or not. Okay. But do you know how Sierra Mist doesn't exist anymore? They changed it to Starry.
Oh my God. I know too much about this. But yeah, let's talk about this after.
It was about a TikToker's name and the copyright like expired. Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
The TikToker is a OnlyFans star.
Oh.
Oh my God. There's so many levels to this. I was looking at some of her TikTok because it's wild. Hold on one second. Hey, welcome to the OverTalking Podcast with your hosts, Ken and CJ. Say hi, CJ.
Hi, CJ.
This is the show where we talk over TV shows and movies as chosen by our guests. And this week we're joined by Cameron because we're just going to talk about stuff we watch.
And we're all in the same room together.
Hey-o.
Yay.
There he is.
So enthused.
Oh, was that my cue to come in?
You're here.
You're here.
Yeah, I am here.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Cameron, do you know about the Sierra Mist thing?
Well, I knew that Sierra Mist turned to Starry, but I didn't know Ken was an OnlyFans fan.
No, I am a deep Instagram Reels that copy TikToks fan. And
can you give me, since we're not doing like a show, like any show or any synopsis of something, could you give me a 30-second bit on what's going on with the Starry Sierra Mist thing?
Yeah.
I love this idea. All right, ready?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Go.
Okay, this woman who is a flight attendant who records spicy OnlyFans content with people on planes, at least that's what she claims on her Instagram bio, is named Sierra Mist and fought Sierra Mist for the right to spell her name that way, basically, and won. And now Sierra Mist has to have a different name.
Ten seconds.
I
thought it was that the copyright expired.
Changing it.
Oh, is that it? Maybe that's the legal.
Yeah, they had sent her like a cease and desist, and she was, and then she actually went and looked, and it had like lapsed. Huh. So then she bought the rights to Sierra Mist.
That's awesome.
And I think, is it Pepsi that owns that brand?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
They were like, okay, whoops, we'll pay you a bunch of money if you give it back to us. And she was like, no.
Now thinking You're about kidding. The context, like, I don't think this woman's name is actually Sierra Mist.
I assume that's like her handle or something. Yeah.
Did this recently come? Because I thought they just changed it because they needed a rebranding. So you're telling me that that's not the case?
No.
And this woman literally had them change it.
Yeah, she spells it with like a C, like Sierra.
But did
like
this
that.
Come out but later? Then, like recently?
I just heard of this out? A few weeks ago. I have no idea when this took place. And again, the disclaimer, I saw this on social media,
right?
So I don't know if it's true.
My entire thing is based off of social media as well. So.
I think you both are big Sierra Mist OnlyFans.
Maybe.
You got
That's
us.
What we found out.
You got us.
I just That's thought awesome. That was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, do you get it? They're like the same. They're a landscape and then a water thing.
Which one came first? Well, you can't do that because they're not comparable.
I know.
They're different. But they follow the same naming convention.
I guess you're right.
Sierra, mountain, mist, dew. They're both water.
Could you give me another, what's the word when you change it to something else?
Like a synonym?
Like if you created another one off of that, what would it be?
Oh God. Canyon pond.
I was thinking like hill rain or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hill rain.
Hill humidity.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious to drink.
Hill damp.
That's why I'm not in my
I don't think I... It's no. Hill pop damp. That sounds damp.
Moist.
That's like the makeout spot. Mountain, going up to damp hill. Damp
Mountain hill. Moist is not horrible.
Mountain moist.
No. Yeah, that's why I'm not in marketing. I don't want to come up with these. But yeah, isn't that fascinating that like...
Yeah,
she just happened to catch it right when the like copyright expired.
Well, that's those like things with the websites too, and someone like snags a website or something before
domain squatting
gets it. That sounds like a profitable business to get into.
I think it used to be when like Web 2.0 was starting, but I think nowadays like they're so ahead of stuff.
So when's the Netflix documentary coming out on this? Because I would love to see who got fired from it, like. What was it like in the
letting
war room?
Who let it lapse?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
That's what, I thought that was so funny.
It's probably a scapegoat of some kind.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The fall.
Someone's, probably the lawyers
someone screwed
or something.
Up for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I just think it's very funny that, like, I'm sure she could have gotten millions of dollars. And she's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you yelled at me, so dollars, I'm keeping it.
Right. Dollars on OnlyFans already.
Right? Yeah, she's probably fine. Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then forcing Pepsi to then have to completely rebrand everything and like start over and come up with a new name and logo and everything.
That's fun. What's it called now? Starry?
Starry.
That's
yeah,
bad. That's not a good substitution.
Yeah.
Well, no one had mentioned anything about what you guys said. I just heard they were rebranding it, and people at work saying, is it a different like thing or is it not different? Like the taste.
No, it's the same taste wise.
That was never like even
it's a Sprite
brought up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They came up with this so they
because they don't want you to know how they fucked up.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think if they leaned into it, they would have a bigger following.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Especially with all of the context that we now know. I don't think they really want that kind of getting out that,
yeah,
hey, this basically porn star stole our name.
Yeah.
And won and now has it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. From what I know, it wasn't even like a battle. It was like, no, it expired, so right, I'm just going to buy it or, right, like, snatch it up before
what
you can.
Buy, though? I don't get what you bought.
The
trademark.
Yeah, the trademark, yeah.
Trademark store? Like,
so, like, she trademarked it,
was
yeah.
Was she watching it, though? How did she find out about it is what I wanted to know.
Because they sent her, like, a cease and desist at first because they were like, we own the rights.
Was that already?
And yeah, then she's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, and then she actually checked and was like, oh, wait a second, you don't. It expired.
It expired, but... After she found it out it expired, she bought it up before, or did she already buy it?
She bought it when she found out it expired.
Yeah. I just want to know how she even found out about how to there buy the trademark. Like that's what
I'm sure a lawyer
yeah
helped her or something.
Yeah, that's wild. Maybe contacted a lawyer when she got the cease and desist kind yeah of thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah,
big FU to this giant conglomerate. It's fun. This came up because Cam is sipping on some Sprite, which is the superior drink, I would say.
I would agree. I would yeah prefer Sprite. It's more crisp.
I like 7 Up, yeah, actually.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's wrong, but
it's delicious.
We can move on. So this week, we're going to be talking about different things that we all have watched in the recent past, I think is kind of what
yeah
we're going to do. We're just going to do a kind of a round robin. And
I've only watched Sierra Mist OnlyFans.
Great. Well, you can fill us more.
How's the lighting?
What it's like.
Mediocre.
Okay.
But better after she won the got her trademark.
Do you think she does it on the plane?
I did not know
probably
about
not,
this.
He
right
was fired, right? It's probably
they
like a fake,
yeah, yeah.
It's like fake
probably
taxi,
not really
but
a
fake plane. Like she maybe just bought like a cockpit and that's it.
I have a lot more questions now that I've said out loud what I think it is. Because like if she were really a flight attendant, and now it's like very public that mm-hmm she also does OnlyFans. Would she still be a flight attendant? Or am I being too prude now? Thinking
no,
that that's not okay? I don't know.
I feel like there's all, I mean, I know teachers are different than flight attendants, but like,
I yeah feel like it I don't put know
United in a bad spot, right?
Right. Or wherever. How do you know that
are
it's United?
Are they at will? Are they at will employees?
What do you
or
mean?
They have contract.
Like
will
against their will?
No, at will means like, I could leave at any time, and they could get rid of me at any time.
Oh, God. Well, I guess that's like any job.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. I assume
yeah
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Flight attendants have a union. That might come into play, but...
OnlyFans has a union, too, I bet.
Really? The content creators?
Yeah, an OnlyFans union.
Huh.
I don't think that's true.
But...
Oh, I'm just spitballing here.
They should. Every workforce should. Rise up, people.
I don't know. I another TikTok I saw was when YouTube Music, or not maybe not YouTube Music, but some YouTube part of YouTube employees tried to unionize, and then as they were speaking about it in front of someone,
yeah,
they got fired.
They got fired. Yeah,
yeah.
Which should be retaliation, and they should be fined for that, and the employees should be reinstated.
True,
but our government fucking sucks.
Did you see the Ivy League school that basketball team unionized?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And different.
Huh.
This is wild.
They're finally making money too, right? They like
some
college sports have endorsements.
NIL. Yeah. You could get NIL deals. But one of the big guys who would get all that is from Canada. And I guess he is on a green card or something. So he technically can't get any of it from the United States. He like can't get a.
Oh.
He can't. Like if McDonald's came to him, he couldn't do it. Only a Canadian company or something.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting.
Something with a like work visa maybe
or
something?
I think so. Huh. But he says he's lost millions because of it.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So we got to move on. We're each going to talk about something we've watched recently. Cam, let's kick it off with you. What have you watched recently that you want to tell us about?
What you been watching?
What if I tell you about nothing? I'm just kidding. Full disclosure, I only watch anime now. It's great. Not great, but great. That's just all I do.
I want to hear it.
So two of them, Spy Family. Have you heard of Spy Family?
Yes, I have. Spy X Family, right?
Yeah. I didn't know if it like why the X is there, so I didn't know if it was actually part of it or so freaking good. Like both adorable, funny, like killing, like it has everything, and it's really well like done. So
subs are dubbed.
Oh, I hate people that like get mad at people who
yeah, you should get
it.
Mad.
I don't understand. Like
enjoy it how you will enjoy it.
Yeah, I like to passively watch them. I'm not always like I can't passively watch a sub.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't speak Japanese or any other language besides English for that matter.
I think I think we need to do a 30 seconds on the clock for you to describe for people who don't know what it is, what it's about.
I've been meaning to watch this, honestly. It's been on my list. Ready, go.
Okay, there's something about an actual spy who needs to make a fake family. So he finds a fake wife, and then he finds a child from an orphanage that is actually a telepath, but neither the mom or the dad know that she's a telepath.
Whoa.
And all this other stuff
that's
comes
cool.
about. But, and the mom is actually a killer, assassin.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
And the dad doesn't know that.
Five.
So it's just crazy.
Four.
It's really good.
Three.
But also cute. It's adorable.
Does the rest of the family know that he's a spy? Well, they must, right? Because it's a fake family.
They know she wasn't supposed to know that he's a spy, but because she's a telepath, she does.
Of course. Okay.
And, oh, I didn't know there's that a part. Dog that's a clairvoyant.
What does that mean again?
It means it can see into the future.
Oh, nice. So how does that help?
That sounds awesome.
Is he able to speak?
No, but because... So the daughter that's a...
Cameron is so excited. I love it.
The daughter that's a telepath, like, she didn't know... She knows she could read minds of people, but was able to realize, oh, I can read the minds of this dog. So the dog is, like, telling her.
That's
but you
awesome.
Don't you don't hear it from the dog. You hear it from, the like, the daughter saying
it. Right. She reads it from the dog. And
it is... Oh, my God. Okay. It's so good. I'm also sad because I marathoned it, and I'm already through the first two seasons, and there's not a third yet, so it's kind of sad.
Oh. Gotcha.
But another one, Super Cub. You ever heard of a Super Cub?
I don't know that one, no.
Super Cub?
Yeah.
Like Cub Foods?
No, like, do you know what a Super Cub is?
Hyper-specific reference.
So the name of the show is Super Cub, and it's literally Honda has a, what's the baby maker 5000 that
what?
Brett...
Moped?
Drive. Moped. It's a moped. A Honda
Again,
Super Cub.
It's very, very specific.
So I know. It's like the whole... It's a great anime, and it's literally about... It's literally just
about
one long commercial for Honda. It's not commercial for Honda, but it's around like this shy girl who has no friends, and her family died, and she... decides to get a moped, and it's a Super Cub, and it's about her just like traversing the landscape and finding friends along the way. So it's more of like just a really like those animes that just are picturesque, like you just like
just
wow,
pleasant.
It's like really nice to watch. It's like just the chill one. So much different than Spy X Family or whatever it is, but it's freaking amazing.
That's a good
All
mix.
Of them are great.
Yeah. I've heard of this. I'm now blanking on the name, but in that like pleasantness, it's an anime, but it's primarily just a cooking show, but it's like in the medieval times.
Cooking wars?
No, it's like they're in like a dungeon and making, and most of the episode is them just cooking meals.
Oh, so nice. I've probably seen it, but I can't think which one it is. There's also one, was I telling you about it? Recently, it's a guy who, you know, those ones where
the shopping
like,
thing?
Yeah. Shopping. Have I told CJ about it?
I don't think so. That was
this one
shopping?
Is awesome. No. So it's a guy who gets izakied or whatever it's called. Like he gets someone from a medieval times, shoots him into the medieval. Wait, how do I explain it? Damn it.
What's it called, first of all?
Oh, it's like the guy who gets
What's
put
it
into the mid. Literally, it's like 20 words long. The guy who gets... brought to a medieval place and has online shopping. Like, that's what
that's
it's
the
called.
Title?
Yeah, the title is that ridiculous.
Because I'm sure there it's like one later, word, but we have to translate
later in the show. I'll find out who it is. But basically, he gets summoned. That's the word, summoned from the medieval people to save their world. So the two people that were summoned with him have like fighting skills, right? So they can save the world for them. And this third guy, all he can do is like clicks the air and a screen comes up and he can online shop on Amazon. He has to actually have the money on him, but he can buy it and a box will drop with whatever he just purchased. And he goes around cooking stuff.
Nice. And awesome. That sounds fun.
They're just... Something about anime. They just don't have it like in America. I love it.
Okay. While we're on this topic, have you guys heard of The Way of the House Husband?
Oh, that yes. On familiar. Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
I've watched maybe one episode and then I was like...
I watched a few episodes, yeah.
I had to stop.
It's... The plot is this guy used to be known as this big, tough assassin in like the mob. Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. And then now he's put that life behind him and his wife brings home the bacon, if you will, and goes off and does work. And he just like cleans and cooks all day.
Nice.
And is trying to, live like sort of an ordinary life. But he keeps getting recognized by other like mafia members and they freak out when they see him. Is like, oh, it's the, I think he's called like the dragon or something like that.
Okay. Oh, here's the title: Campfire Cooking in Another World with My Absurd Skill.
Wow.
Love it.
The name of the title. Who knows what it is in Japanese though, but that's hilarious.
That's great. We used to watch Kotaro Lives Alone.
Oh, I love that's what's honestly my anime. That
sounds familiar too.
Like that's the one that also got on me Netflix. Started. You told me to watch that one. I did that one in like a day. And
it's
was,
so
was
wholesome and easy. So you've been watching a lot more anime than I have. Is there anything that's like light like that Meg might like?
Oh, yeah. I'd say the Super Cub one's perfect like that. Yeah. Okay. That one's awesome.
Okay.
Like I'd try that one.
Is that on Netflix or is that where are you watching?
I'm on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I used to have Crunchyroll and Funimation, but now they're one. So.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh. Okay. Cool.
It's addicting. But yeah, it's an addiction I'm okay with. That and Cheez-Its.
I might need to dip into Crunchyroll so that I can get more things that are dubbed available. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way I watch things. Yeah.
Like,
I've been wanting to watch Spy Family, but I can't do subtitles. I know I won't like focus enough.
But it's not subtitles.
That's what I'm saying. But I need to do.
Oh, you can't even get it on anything else?
The way I currently have it available to me is only subtitled.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tougher to acquire.
This is a friend has acquired it. Friend of the show that I won't call out, but I'm using his. Yeah, Ken, you know this person.
Yes, and, I understand.
So I might need to sign up for that because Spy Family I've been hearing about for months now.
I've signed up for Crunchyroll here and there, mainly to watch Attack on Titan.
Or you could just come over to my house weekly, or I could come over here and I can rewatch it with you.
Okay, great. Nice.
I am fine with either.
I love that. A watch party.
Oh, it's so good.
All right. Done.
Dope. All right, Siege. What have you been watching?
Would you like a television show or a movie?
Let's do a television show because I think I might talk about whatever movie.
Could you say the movie at the same time and see if it is?
The movie that I was going to bring up?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is this the thing that you think I've seen?
No, that was a television show.
Oh, it's a television show.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the movie then.
Okay.
Then we'll both talk about the television show.
The movie is the remake of Roadhouse.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I heard it was bad.
No, it's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard mixed things. Is it like campy? Is that why?
Kind of. Okay.
There's big people in it, right?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is like the main character. It's great, I think, like fight choreography. I think that those scenes are super fun.
Okay.
The first time Jake Gyllenhaal gets hired as this bouncer at a bar in like Bumblefuck, Florida. The first like fight scene that you see of Jake Gyllenhaal, and this is not a spoiler because he's been showing this scene on when late night appearances and stuff. He's surrounded by like six guys, and he kind of he's an ex UFC fighter, and sort of warns the guy of like, "Are you sure you want to do this? You're about to be embarrassed in front of all your friends. Like, we can just call it a tie now and like walk away."
I love that.
And he's like, "Oh, they're not here to watch. Like, they're gonna." Basically saying like, oh no, all six of these guys are also gonna fight you. And he's like, oh well, that doesn't seem fair. And the first throw that's like done is he slaps the guy, which I think is very funny, and takes the guy by surprise. And then the friends start like lunging at him, and he just slaps every single one of them and like dodges their punches.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun, except for then Conor McGregor, the real life UFC fighter, mm-hmm. is in it and plays like a kind of a big baddie. Conor McGregor, obviously not an actor, right? He's a UFC fighter. He's very funny to watch.
Okay.
I believe my...
Like bad acting wise?
Yeah. He's very... I mean, it sort of works for what I know about his real life personality in that it's like very over the top and he's just plays this like kind of psycho tough guy. But I believe my Letterbox review was, A-plus waddling from Conor McGregor.
Oh, he does that a lot, actually.
Yeah. The way that this dude walks in real life is like bow-legged and like... leans back and like, I can't
get kicked in the nuts too many times.
Yeah, exactly. I would do an impression, but it's an audio medium.
Yeah.
But he's pretty funny in it. Huh. I had a blast.
Have either of you seen the original Roadhouse?
I haven't.
Did they take, is the plot like remade or is this a whole different thing?
I think it's like a remake and that the plot is pretty much similar? The same or similar. Hmm, yeah.
Okay. Would you from go what and I know. See the first one then?
Maybe. This one was fun, so yeah, I might throw it on.
Would you watch the dub?
Well, it's in English, so, it's in English. So yes. I gave it 3 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd. It's not like an amazing movie, but it's fun if you just want to see.
So it's 6 out of 10? I mean, that's what it would translate to, right?
I would say, yeah, maybe like I'd probably bump it up to like a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Not bad.
If you don't mind, like, if you want an action movie and you like watching people like fight each other,
what did Rotten Tomatoes say?
I think it's been getting pretty good ratings.
I always love the ones that have like a 50 on the actual people and then like an 85 from the fans.
Oh no, never mind. I take
bad. Right?
It has a 59% tomato meter score and a 54% audience score.
Oh,
so kind of great. Right along the lines of where you're at.
But yeah,
sounds polarizing then, right? So like some people will love it, some people won't.
I think if you're on board to just like have fun and watch people kind of punch each other and stuff, it's a fun movie.
Once I know anything's below a 7 on Rotten Tomatoes, I physically like can't get myself to watch it anymore.
Which is bad
because I've been missing out on a lot of stuff.
I think I only... avoid stuff if it has like a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. Then I'm like, all right, that's probably pretty bad.
And then we usually end up watching on the podcast.
That somebody chooses it. Yeah. That's the latest movie. Ken, what you been watching?
Well, CJ, I bet you this is it. I have been watching season 2 of Physical Pain. Which is Physical 100 on Netflix.
What the hell is that? Hey, did you know that?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Because that's the show I was also going to bring up.
Wait, what the hell is that?
So it is a South Korean challenge, like physical strength challenge show.
So a reality show.
Like
reality
over the top like ones, like what was the ninja one?
Ninja Warrior?
Kind of. I mean, not obstacle course based.
But it's not like over the top, like,
No, it's serious.
It's very serious, but everyone is very supportive of each other. But it starts out with 100 of the strongest people from South Korea, or quote unquote across the world, but there's like 2 white dudes. And they come from all different backgrounds. People are like just cops, other people are like bodybuilders. Like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And they slowly whittle them down through a series of challenges to have one winner.
Do you guys see the challenges, or is there the American version where you always see the house drama? Like, are they living in the same
house? No house drama.
It's not like the challenge type
of thing.
They
don't live together. I'm pretty sure they break and come back.
So it's dubbed then, right?
No, it's at least I watch it subtitled. Is there a dub version?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So
dub, sorry. It's sub. Like, it's not in English.
It's not in English, although they will throw out English words from here and there. Do you watch it dubbed?
Yeah, Netflix has an English audio track.
Okay. I don't know why we're watching it. We always watched it subbed. I don't know why.
I don't think I could watch. I could watch like anime when they dub it. It's actually their mouths match. Like in this, it wouldn't match.
No, it does not match.
That I can't do.
It is pretty funny with the voice actors trying to like sound tough, like they assume they are.
That I can't do.
I'm almost positive we've talked about season 1 on this show before.
Yeah, we have.
I just want to confirm because I don't know if that came out before that you were watching it dubbed. In the sub version, the editing is wild where it's if there's the same. Any reaction, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for Cameron, if there's any reaction to something, they get like everyone's watching something happening. They're like, oh, but then they cut to it from different angles. And every single time they play the same audio and it's like, oh,
I hate that.
Yeah. Over and over.
It sucks.
It's wild.
It's like in American Idol when you find out like that someone has a good thing and the cut scenes to the audience are actually from a completely different like.
Yeah.
Of it and nothing to do with
And this is like their genuine reactions, but yeah. It's like you don't need to play the audio over and over.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
But it's a annoying. Really good show. It's
awesome.
What's it called?
Physical 100. It's on Netflix.
On Netflix. It's really good.
100.
The first.
That's wild.
The first sort of like real challenge, I would say, because like when they just rank them, I don't really count that as like.
Yeah,
a battle.
I think that's okay to
rank
say
them based on looks or what.
So for this season, and this isn't a spoiler because it's like the first episode. They all have to run on a manual treadmill, which I didn't know what that was even.
Oh yeah,
what the hell's a manual treadmill? You have to push it yourself.
Yeah, it's okay, like it's slopes, so your weight kind of drags it.
I gotcha.
Yeah. They basically through a series of timed trials rank everyone by how fast they can run.
That's awesome. Is there skinny people or all different bodies?
All different shapes and sizes. Yeah.
There's this dude that they have nicknamed Thanos that truly you're like, how is that a human being?
Yeah.
He is gigantic.
Are they
the
wearing
biggest
no
person.
Shirts?
A lot of
they,
the challenges,
they
yeah,
take off
not,
their shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of some Asian grandma and she's like, or a young girl was showing her Asian grandma physical 100, and her Asian grandma's just slack jawed, smiling, looking at the TV screen because they're all like
they're
hot.
All very
they're
attractive,
very,
yeah,
very good looking.
Because
there's
all
no
great
like
shape.
Large people.
There are
like,
though,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's some actors that come in that are like probably easily 300 pounds.
Actors,
yeah.
What do you mean?
There are some actors.
They're like the
they're
background is all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's good.
I would watch an entire season of just the get the ball and hold on to it challenge.
Is it like they're literally just tackling
they're,
each other?
So it's a one-on-one, and they have different sort of arenas, and it's a big medicine ball that they put in the middle, and you win by having the ball when the time runs out.
Oh, that was – but me, my dad, and my brother used to play that game in the pool. It was called Mind Ball. You basically would ready, set, go, and you'd have a time limit, and whoever had the ball at the end got it.
That's
hilarious.
One of the arenas this season is just a straight-up UFC octagon, like cage thing.
With the ball. What
with a ball in the middle.
And can't you do? Like, what are the rules?
You can do just about anything.
I'm sure
you could punch?
No.
Okay, No, like, yeah. But, like, people are getting bloody because they're wrestling.
Is there
it's really good.
One host?
There's no host.
It's
no
just
host?
A voice.
Yeah.
It's the voice.
Yeah.
And just all of them watching each challenge happen. And they're all really supportive. It's so awesome. They're like, they yell out, "You're so cool," but in like a non-ironic way.
They genuinely are like fans of each other.
Yeah.
Because they seem
I think
to
it's
all
the culture,
like.
Right?
Yeah. And I think because if you're into fitness, you know that. Air, like culture too, like people are like, oh, that guy's like, I've watched all his YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. They
so
all
like
seem to kind of know each,
or
other.
Know each other.
They're all a lot of them are famous in South Korea. It seems
yeah,
like.
They even have a couple Olympians, like some dudes.
Oh yeah,
won
like
a gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it runs the gamut of
just
like
wait till the physical 100 comes out. North Korea versus South Korea.
Oh God,
they would cheat.
Anyway, yeah, that's my recommendation.
That's awesome.
It's I can't recommend it enough. I put it on while I'm working out, and it motivates me to like to go stronger. Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice, Cam. You got anything else
that I've been watching?
Yeah,
it literally would. It's literally only anime.
That's fine. I want to watch more anime.
Wait, where's
shows.
My phone? Oh, damn it.
Probably what, in the couch.
You guys got against. Anything? You're probably right.
Yeah, you want to go against Siege?
I have so many that I just don't know the names of them. So, CJ, if you got something
Another TV show besides Physical 100, we just finished season 3 of Girls 5 Eva.
Wait,
I saw the title.
Yeah.
Just because
So it's
a weird title.
Yeah, it's girls and then the number 5 and then EVA. So picture if like the 90s era of like girl and boy bands. This is as if Backstreet Boys like now wanted to get back together and go on tour and stuff, except it's an all girl group starring Sarah Bareilles, who is an actual real life musician.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah,
she's that sounds really
so nice. She's like the star of the show. So it's them sort of going on this like reunion effort. But the great part, it's a comedy. And the great part is they write real songs for the show.
Oh, cool.
That are both legitimately catchy, but very funny, like lyrics wise.
Nice.
And they end every episode as the credits roll. They like play a song that they like wrote for the show. Cool. They're all really good.
Wow.
It got moved to Netflix. It was one of those shows. I think it was originally on something else. And then after season 2, people are like, no, please make more of this. And Netflix then like bought it or something like that.
What was it on originally, you said?
Probably like Peacock or something. Tina Fey's a producer on it. But yeah, it's a very funny show if you're just looking for like a fun sitcom. Nice. They're like,
Tina Fey like head SNL now? Or no?
I don't think so.
No.
Who's the... I thought
Lauren Michaels.
I thought Lauren Michaels was leaving.
It's Lauren Michaels. But
Lauren.
That's a rumor. I don't think he will.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
he's going to die there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing else going
on. Is he ever in the show? Popcorn. Like, he should be
in.
Sometimes they'll make a cameo.
They'll cut to him every now and then.
But he wouldn't be in an actual...
like, sketch? No, sketch. Not really.
That's what they should do.
Not full on.
They, bear with me. Post 9/11, stay with me.
Okay.
At the time, now disgraced Mayor Rudy Giuliani came on the show to sort of open the show because it was shortly after 9/11. Because this was in a time where people were like, are we allowed to be funny? This horrendous thing happened. And Rudy Giuliani came on and talks to Lauren as basically a monologue. Like that, the part of the show where normally the guest host would come out and do something, it was them two.
Okay.
And Lauren Michaels then asks, like, oh, so are we allowed to be funny now? And Rudy Giuliani, a line they wrote for him, says, why start now? But of course, Rudy Giuliani's performance was lackluster and like took way too long of a pause and then said, why start now?
Ugh.
But anyway, yeah. Lauren Michaels will die there, is I'm convinced.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't want to talk about it, but have you heard of My Hero Academia?
Yes.
No, I've not.
It's a really good one. It's like a superhero one.
I'm down for that.
It's like a quirk.
Oh, Cam, did you ever watch Chainsaw Man?
No, I can't get myself to do it. Is it good?
When is season 2 coming out? I'm waiting forever.
I'll do some Googling.
I'm waiting 5 ever for it.
What's the premise of Chainsaw? I know it's a guy that has a chainsaw as a head, right?
Yeah, he can turn into a chainsaw.
Oh, he can turn into
basically.
One. So he's not always a chainsaw?
And he kills a bunch of monsters with it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of blood and violence.
Ooh,
Cam, it has an 8.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's above 7.
That's way above 7.
It has a 9 on Crunchyroll.
Okay,
because it's really good.
Yeah, I know there's some like
very popular.
I'm not into the gory one so much for whatever reason.
Okay, then you wouldn't like it.
Yeah,
but
it's very
it's extremely gory.
No, but I also do like him. I just have a tough time getting myself to like click on it to like go for it.
Yeah,
that's really
good. I would. There's this one called "In a Different In a Different World with My Smartphone." So this kid,
not heard of that one either.
So this God accidentally kills this guy and feels bad about it. So like, she says she'll like reincarnate him in another world and he could bring anything he wants.
He
uses a smartphone. So like, he's in a medieval world and he's like, oh no, I'm lost. Like, oh, let me just GPS this for you.
So all the tech still works.
Yeah, yeah. And interesting. It's funny because you're probably thinking like, but how is he gonna charge it? But they like solve that. God said like, I will give it infinity like hours.
Nice.
It's like one of those stupid ones that's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
Cool.
That sounds fun.
You got anything else, Ken?
Yesterday, Meg and I saw Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Oh, how was that?
Bad. Well, I don't know how to, it's, If you want to watch kaiju fighting,
yeah,
it's the movie for you.
I'm gonna watch it.
Who's kaiju?
Godzilla.
Big monsters.
Yeah,
that's what it means. I think it meant kaiju from
kaiju is like the category of those titans.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were Jewish either.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, I don't know. Every part of the human part of the story, awful. So bad. Just really,
is it
really
at
bad.
Least, do you feel like you got your money's worth with the amount of fighting?
Oh, yeah. The CGI. It's so much CGI.
They're fighting together, right? Not against each other in this one?
At the very end, spoiler alert, yeah, they fight together. I mean, like,
are they supposed to be enemies?
They were in the first one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those.
This is a sequel to the first.
Godzilla. I'm more of a Planet of the Apes type of fan.
Oh, there was a trailer for the new Planet of the Apes in front of this one, too.
Oh, they're doing more of those?
Yeah.
Haven't there been like six?
Yeah.
Who's going to be in it?
The monkey. I don't know. I think it takes place in the way in the future, so I think it's new people. Okay. But
remember the original one with Paul Giamatti? Like where they were actually like humans dressed as
apes. Never seen it.
That was so good. I love that one.
Love Paul Giamatti though.
Me too.
That was cool. Can I read one very short review for Godzilla vs. Kong?
Yes, please.
Or X-Kong. I hope they give Kong a gun in the next one. that's how like wild this one gets. Like where that wouldn't be too out of place.
Wow.
Like it's crazy.
Do they go to space?
They do not go to space, so that's still fresh territory.
They got to go to, like, fight on the moon or something.
Yeah.
Do they get summoned to another world?
No, but Kong does have minor surgery.
Where does one conduct in a hospital that big?
I don't want to say more.
I mean, you already told us the ending. They become pals.
I mean, I don't want, not really. I didn't spoil anything.
The end of the movie is they hug and then the credits roll.
That was another review said, would have given another half star if they shook hands at the end.
Are they both male?
Who knows? I'm pretty sure Kong is, but he doesn't have a dick. So.
Did you go to the theater for this?
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, in IMAX?
No.
3D? I feel like you seem like the guy who wouldn't go to a movie unless it was like in the nicest chairs with the biggest screen.
So you can fall asleep.
No. I would prefer that for sure. We actually went to one that was discounted for some reason. And then when we got there, realized the reason it was discounted was because it was open captioned. Do you know what that means?
Can I guess what that means?
Yeah.
You guess. What do you think open caption means?
Where they have to they actually say what's happening on the screen or something?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
I'm not going to guess. I just wanted CJ to say it.
So apparently closed captioning in terms of theaters is when you get a separate device that has the actual subtitles on it.
Yeah.
So like they give it to you. You can watch any movie that way. Open caption is subtitles are just on the screen, like a normal at home.
I thought that would be closed captioning because at home that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's just subtitles on there?
There were subtitles on the screen. It wasn't the end of the world, but a little...
Yeah, probably
would
have chosen that.
Yeah.
They put it right in the middle of the screen.
No, it moved out of the way. It was just was like if you're watching subtitles at home.
Were they yellow?
They're white.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
That's
how
Meg watches stuff at home anyway, so it was not a big deal.
And they reduced price for that?
25% off, baby.
Nice.
I'm going to watch all mine.
That is now the only time I will go to theater is on the Tuesday where it's cheaper.
I mean, it costs an arm and a leg these days.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
If we were explaining this to like Emily's parents recently of just like, yeah, we don't go to the movies a lot. Cause like if we want to get popcorn and a bottle of water and tickets for two, it's like $50.
Yeah. It's really expensive.
It's like, and we'd rather just go to like dinner instead or something.
And then see a movie at home for next to nothing.
We went to a dine-in place.
Where you get food.
Yeah.
Like
get
an
food.
Alamo Draft kind of thing.
Yeah, except worse.
Dine-in
it was an AMC.
Movie?
Dine-in movie. So like they have the little tray table things that like come over your seat and the nice seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess how much? It might be reasonable. I don't know. Just guess how much two orders of chicken fingers and fries.
$42.
Yeah, probably like $40.
Yeah, $50.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they're not even that great.
No,
right?
they were pretty bad actually.
Dang.
I don't know how. Inflation has gotten out of control.
It hasn't. It's the corporations driving up the price. McDonald's and stuff have record profit years. It's not inflation.
Wow.
But inflation is is inflation is the act of what they're doing, right?
No, it's them taking advantage of us saying, oh, isn't inflation bad? And them going, oh, if people think inflation's bad, that means we can drive the price up and no one will notice.
But regardless, and they won't blame us, the corporation.
No.
Why isn't it inflation?
Inflation has to do with like interest rates and the Fed and all that stuff. But this is fake. This is corporate greed. Yes, exactly. It's corporate greed.
God, this sucks.
McDonald's has had a record profit year.
Can't the government get involved, or because it's a free?
The Fed is trying. Well, I mean, yeah, it's free commerce, so they can raise.
They can do whatever they want. Speaking of tendies, though, that has become my like go-to food at the United Center because again, everything is super expensive.
How are the tenders there?
They're actually good. Really? That's the thing. Like
Raising Cane's?
No. Oh, I wish.
I've never had Raising Cane's.
My parents like it.
Yeah, I think it's still like $19, $20 for tendies and fries, but you get, they're not the kind of flat chicken tenders. They're actually like big. It's the one thing that I actually feel like very full after eating. It's like, oh, I actually got my money's worth this time.
Nice.
So like $20 is ridiculous for chicken tenders and like some fries, but at least I'm like, oh, I'm satiated and I don't need anything else.
That's good.
And they're actually tasty.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's their pizza there?
Giordano's. So you get a personal deep dish, which I would not recommend, or you get a thin crust. Thin crust is the way to go. It's a little bit bigger, and that it's just like better made. The deep dish personal, it's just like a block of cheese. you feel like it's
nothing wrong with that.
It's I had it last time I went, and it was just like, oh, I regret. I should have gotten the thin crust.
I was nearly like today years old when I realized United Center was United Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
It was last year.
That's why they give away tickets.
It was literally last year when I realized that.
Right now is when I realized
Remember
that.
Really?
I won the 50-50 raffle once.
Like, there are logos everywhere on it, but I guess I never really thought about it.
I've never, because if it was United Airlines Arena, I would, but like, it's just United Center. Why don't they put airlines?
Because the company is just called United.
United Airlines? No?
I don't think so. I think airlines is you're United. Describing the thing.
But United, I just thought like we're all together.
So in between periods, the shoot the puck at the Hawks game where they're giving away airline tickets.
They can give out airline tickets at any arena.
You could, but this is very like even the board that they're shooting the puck through is like says United and getaway tickets or whatever.
Oh, I never put two and two together until last year.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time there, so you pick up on these things.
Makes sense.
Cam, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it was a pleasure. There's a question on that. No, I had a great time.
Do you have any words of wisdom at the end here? Or anything you want to plug?
My nose, because this place stinks. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Dang. It's my home you're talking about.
I love you guys. That's all I got.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Sweet.
Siege, what do we got?
You follow us on all the things at OverTalkingAbout. Call or text us at USACAD 159. Email us at OverTalkingAbout@gmail.com. Go to our website, OverTalkingAbout.party. You can type in the word Cameron to find all of his previous episodes.
You should do that.
You should do that. Have
fun.
Oh, no, they're here. The OverTalking Overlords have arrived.
They followed you here, Ken.
They know where I am. Now they will maybe just come here.
You ever think of just killing them and exterminating them forever?
We've tried. I don't think they can be killed.
It's in the contract. We can't physically do it.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's possible.
No. They're here to remind me to remind you, if you like the show, please go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and rate and review where applicable. Reviews are what help people find this podcast. Also, we spend into money in advertising, so if you like the show, please tell a friend and spread the word. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
I feel like we covered, are they really old or can they time travel? I feel like we covered this on episode 300.
Time travel.
Because that overlord said he was there when those events happened.
Oh, that's right.
So I think they're really old.
I think they're just really old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think they've sort of been around forever.
Yeah. Let's not complicate the canon with time travel. Yeah.
Someone update the wiki.
You have a Wikipedia page?
No.
Could you have one?
We could if Probably. We did it.
Yeah.
Would someone take it down or would it be allowed?
I'm sure.
I think we have enough references.
You're an established company.
Yeah.
Sure.
Overtalking LLC.
I don't think anyone cares enough to take it down.
Yeah.
You have an LLC for
No. If we made money, we would maybe consider it.
Tax simple. Yeah.
Yeah. I currently write off this podcast as a deduction on my taxes.
Do you really?
No.
Damn.
It's like, oh, damn, I should start doing that. Bye.
See ya.
This episode of the Overtalking Podcast was produced by Ken and CJ, edited by CJ. This week's guest was Cameron. Music by Justin Peters. Logo by Nate Richards. Check out Nate's work on Instagram at Nate Richards Designs.